open the phones, and we're going to go to a very special conversation with us today. Jerry Trulia. Jerry Trulia from the folks over at Technician Service Training. He is putting on a seminar, a webinar, a no, not a webinar, a an event is what it is, the big event, next weekend in Westchester, New York. And Jerry is the godfather of automotive training. I've said that for years, and I've taken classes with Jerry, and I've learned a lot from Jerry, and it's an absolute honor to have him here with the Car Doctor, and we're going to be with him next week. Jerry, G, welcome aboard, sir.
How are you, Ron?
Good, man. What's going on?
So, getting ready for the TST big event. This is our 14th year doing it, and, of course, it's on Saturday, March the 25th, as you said, in Westchester County at the Marriott Hotel.
And, you know, this is a, you know, this is a grassroots effort, Jerry. You know, gee, and I don't mean to insult it like that, but you've done this from your repair shop in Mayo Pack, New York, is where all this started. A lot of this started, correct? And over the years, it's grown into this mammoth, you know, guys on the West Coast know who G Trulia is.
That's true.
It's guys around the world know who G Trulia is. Some good, some bad, but you know, for the boy from New York, you've grown to accomplish quite a bit, and next week you're attracting quite a few national speakers, you know, trainers, guys that are in this industry and known around this industry, the likes of, and you know, tell us who they are.
Yeah, we're starting off with Tom Rake. Tom is an unbelievable instructor. He's from Ohio. And he is the lead guy for NAPA. He's doing a great seminar on electrical world-class diagnostics, a brand-new seminar that's not even out yet. It will be debuted here and then go out to other places. Then we have my buddy Wayne Colonna from ATSG. If you have problems with the transmission,
he's the guy.
My God, this is where the professionals go.
Yeah.
Wayne is just unbelievable. He'll be doing a seminar on CVT drivability diagnostics. And, you know, what people don't realize, transability and drivability are hand-in-hand, meaning a transmission problem could be caused by an engine problem and vice versa. So technicians nowadays need to be astute in how to diagnose these problems, not necessarily how to rebuild the transmission, but is it an issue coming from this transmission causing my, you know, hesitation or my lurk or, you know, it could be an idle problem.
Or my misfire.
Wheel speed fences and misfires.
Right, right.
They all cause different problems.
Yeah, it's the two really are hand in hand now. They're married together.
So that's going to be a great seminar. And then we have at lunchtime the keynote speaker, Scott Brown, my buddy from California out there, from IATN. We met years back when he was on for techs only on CompuServe before IATN, because him and Brent Black put IATN together. And if I'm not mistaken, they got 80,000 plus members worldwide.
All technicians, we should point out.
Oh, yes. These are all professional people.
These are all, you know, when we say 80,000, that's 80,000 professionals repairing cars every day. So, you know, for the guys in the audience out there, the technicians out there that may not be a member of IATN, you know, you've got the wealth of information that's there is staggering. It's just
unbelievable.
So,
and really, then, it's something they should check out. You can go and look at it, I believe, still for free. And then if you become a member, it's a minimal amount to pay to get all the
lots of information.
Membership.
Yeah, lots of. And then who's rounding out the crowd this year?
Then we got my buddy from Arizona, Mark Warren, lead guy for Worldpac, has been around for years. In fact, you know, we had him back here when he was still with ASA years back, writing articles. And Mark has been out about 20 years ago, came out and did some classes for us. Really sharp guy, you know, ran a shop for years, and now he runs the Worldpac training. He's doing engine and turbocharging diagnostics.
And this is all being done through Technician Service Training, which is your little baby here, right, Jerry? I mean, you guys created this, and it's a program to train the industry.
That is absolutely correct, you know, and it's a non-for-profit group, not to be confused with, you know, people think I do it with my ATTS, Automotive Technician Service Company. that's where I make money. Here's where myself, and we have about six people now that help us, down from 20. But it is a society or a group of individuals that take their own time to really help the industry out. The industry has been very good to me over the years, from doing radio shows, TV, internet, you name it, writing for different magazines, currently writing for Motor Age. I'm one of the fortunate guys, so I like giving back to the industry. And this is a great thing because it's training, and if we update people, they won't evaporate. And that seems to be a major problem with people in this industry. If they're not up to date, look at the complexity of the vehicle. Autonomous cars out there. I mean, just go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and you want to see a bunch of autonomous cars out there, from Alphabet, which is the Google parent company. You want to see Lyft, which is part of the GM thing, and you want to see Uber. They're there. And these things are going to be, you know, in people's shop, because they're still going to need to fix them.
Yep.
And maybe you may be the owner of it, because I know who your audience is.
Right, yeah.
You may own one of these things where maybe you don't like driving a lot. You want the car to drive you, you know?
And it's absolutely there. My daughter's in Pittsburgh, and she says the car goes by, you pull up to a traffic light, and there's this thing with all these antennas sticking out of it. And it pulls up next to you, and you're looking over, and there's nobody in the car. And she said, it's absolutely spooky. She said, it's just like Star Trek. It just makes her really think of where the future is going to be. And you're the guy helping train the technicians for that stuff, Jerry. And that's just huge. You know, and that's what next week is about, really, the future and getting these guys up to speed so they can be around.
It's real good, Ron. You know, we started out originally from SAE group called Service Technician Society, STS, a little different than TST, reverse lettering there. But to be honest with you, I was the last president of STS, and unfortunately, you know, the technician group is a very tough group, and SAE put a lot of money into it and didn't get the people out to the party, per se.
Right.
You know, we did an event with Holly Puglisi from EPA years back, Mark Warren, myself, a few other speakers down in Yonkers, New York. We maybe had a few hundred people out at that time. And, you know, they weren't able to make money at it. So when they decided to basically stop supporting the technicians, we took over with our own money. This started from myself and 19 other individuals, Pierre Rispeau, Rich Peterson, where we put our money in to pay the first instructor, and the first guy we had out was Sam Bell, who writes for Moda magazine and also runs a shop in Ohio. And every month, we were doing 12 months a year, then we cut down with the summer months to 10 months. We did that for years, and now we offer training six times a year. And this big event, I started that 14 years ago. It's our 14th big event. Last year, 350 people attended, 365 signed up and paid. This year, we have over 400 with 21 vendors. The Car Doctor radio show, yourself will be there.
Yeah, we're going to be there next week, yep.
Tom Caprietto from Remarkable Results will also be there. And just unbelievable people. There's other instructors sitting in, like Donnie Safer and others that are not even teaching. They come out to this event because they know it is a very good thing for people in our business to help them move themselves up the ladder. And it is the biggest single training event in one room. So there are bigger training events out with multiple rooms, but this is the biggest, again, in one room. It'll have the most people, technicians in one room, getting great information. They get three manuals, color newsletter. They got a chance, by the way, this year. We're going to send two people round-trip tickets, hotel, food, some spending money to Chicago for Auto Mechanica in July.
Which is the next biggest training event.
Yeah.
Right.
Just people walk through that door and bingo. As long as they meet our criteria, which is either being ASC certified, taking three training classes a year, and we spell that all out. So
yeah.
It's fair for anyone who attends.
So,
plenty of prizes from our vendors. I mean, last year, over $30,000 of equipment and tools given away at that event.
So suffice it to say for the audience, you know, a portion of our audience is obviously, you know, the consumers and the people that aren't fixing cars. What they want to do is they want to ask their technicians, they want to ask their repair shop, hey, did you go to the TST big event? Because I want to know if you're being trained or not. How are you getting trained? And that's what the consumers out there want to know. And our technicians in the audience, they want to get out to the website, sign up, and be part of this event next weekend.
That is true, Ron. And, you know, we have people now signed up from Canada. We have about 3-4 people. And we got 19 other states, including the state of California, Idaho, and you name it, 19 other states.
Wow.
But not just from the area here. You know, in the past, we've gotten some people from Australia to come in, a guy from Africa last year. In fact, I just seen that individual at another place. He only had the spending, the money to spend on one event this year.
And he's so, coming to you, yeah. Hey, yeah. Gee, the clock's going to take me. Where can the listeners, that's okay. Where can the technicians get information for this? What's the website?
www.tstseminars.org. That's tstseminars.org.
Perfect, and we'll give that out again during this hour. Jerry, I'll see you next weekend, babe. Thanks for the invite, and looking forward to it. You take good care. I'm Ron Ananey in the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this.